You're listening to KHOL with your local news update. I'm Tyler Pratt. The Wyoming Department of Health is warning of a Medicaid renewal scam that seeks money from those enrolled in the program. There have been reports of fake texts and calls alerting recipients they have lost or were at risk of losing their benefits. Upon calling the number listed, recipients have been threatened and asked for hundreds of dollars to continue receiving benefits. The department does send texts to clients with important information regarding renewals, taking surveys, and updating contact information, but doesn't disclose loss of coverage or seek money. Medicaid coverage may be lost if recipients age out for coverage for children, a health status change, moving to another state, or an increase in personal or family income. Wyoming Medicaid enrollees can update their information on the state's Medicaid and CHIP online portal. Governor Mark Gordon has weighed in with his thoughts in an opinion piece on how the recent legislative session went. Wyoming Public Media's Hugh Cook has more.
The governor says he's pleased with the supplemental budget the legislature approved and that the state set aside $1.3 billion in savings. He says that's important given the volatility of the energy markets. He also applauded the legislature for expanding eligibility for the property tax refund program, which he says is expected to double the number of households who can receive targeted assistance. Gordon said he's happy the legislature honored his requests for additional funds for direct distribution for local communities and to help with inflation and emergencies. He said he's happy the state is now supporting low-income mothers and care plans for babies born exposed to substances. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hugh Cook in Gillette.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.